We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be
south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today's the 22nd of October, 2011. As I was looking out the window this morning, just before the program, and there's a nice layer of frost on the ground, and the sun is starting to come up, and it's turned off very chilly here in southern Michigan as the onset of winter approaches very rapidly. Time moves by very quickly, and kind of the chill in the air is kind of a mirrored symbolic reflection of what we have in our country, as we see a number of very dire situations developing before us. The Occupy Wall Street thing is one thing that is ever on everyone's mind today. And I hear a lot of people talking different things back and forth, pro and con. I gave these people a couple of weeks ago some credit. I think there's some good people, as I said a couple of weeks ago, associated with this movement. Just ordinary folks out there with signs, some good. Some maybe not so good. A lot of people ignorant. However, my concerns that the whole movement has been co-opted has seemed to materialize as we see more and more people involved in this thing with very nefarious backgrounds and purposes, and I'll get to that here in a moment. I want to start off the program this morning, however, with a couple of information, a couple of items here about some conferences that are developing. Now, I don't think very many people ever talk about this, and that's why I feel obligated to do so. There are a number of different things. I want to call your attention to the website, International Institute for Sustainable Development Reporting Services. I've referred to this website from time to time. It's at www.iisd.ca. Now, on the International Institute for Sustainable Development website, we see this is the reporting service, ladies and gentlemen, for the IISD. They attend the conferences worldwide where there are ongoing negotiations being hammered out between countries to implement sustainable development in their countries worldwide. They come to an agreement. Kyoto Protocol is one of many agreements that have been hammered out and negotiated. They're working right now on the successor of the Kyoto Protocol, which will expire in 2012, the Kyoto Protocol does, and the successor is supposed to go into implementation in 2013. So when we come back, I want to touch upon this briefly. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. In the second hour, if everything goes as planned, we should be visiting with Charlotte Iserbeet. She's the author, many of you will remember, of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. She has served in the Reagan administration, and she was, until she blew the whistle on the fact that the Reagan administration, the Department of Education, which Reagan had promised to get rid of when he was campaigning, they were adopting the Soviet model of education. So anyway, we'll get into that some more. But she blew the whistle on that. Most of you know who she is, but was subsequently fired. I view her as an American hero, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't say that lightly. Somebody with a very cushy bureaucratic government job, very comfortable living for herself, and yet. She put the country first. She put the country's children first. And threw all of that away and did the right thing and blew the whistle. Not many people, I don't think, do that. There are some. And for those that do, we are grateful. And she's one of those ones. So that's why I refer to her as an American hero. And hopefully, if everything goes as planned, we will be talking with her in the second hour. And she has a new book coming out. I think it's a revised version of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, which has been out of print for a while. And so for those that wanted a print copy of the book, you will be able to, I believe, get one soon. So anyway, we'll discuss that a little bit more starting in the second hour. Before the break, I was talking about this International Institute for Sustainable Development Reporting Services. They put out a newsletter called Linkages and the Earth Negotiation Bulletin, and they cover all of these meetings around the globe between these representatives for the various, what the UN calls states, we call nations. They get together, hammer out agreements on how their countries are going to implement sustainable development worldwide. This is a international program starting with the 1992 Rio Conference on Environment and Development. UNCED is what it's called. But they're making preparations right now for what they call Rio Plus 20. This is going to be taking place, as I said before the break, next year. Rio Plus 20, it's 20 years since the Rio Conference in 1992, which unveiled to the world Agenda 21, the UN blueprint for what they call sustainable development. What is sustainable development? Well, they define it as this generation's ability to meet its needs without compromising future generations' ability to meet their needs. And when you hear that, immediately, if you're versed in Marxist theory, you think of the words of Karl Marx, from each according to his ability to each according to his needs. In other words, the redistribution of wealth. And when you start reading Agenda 21, that's the first thing I noticed when I started reading it, is it sounds very much like a worldwide redistribution of wealth. And certainly, as we look at our economy today here in the United States, we can see that wealth has indeed been redistributed from this developed country to many other so-called developing countries around the world. Most notably, well, communist China comes to mind, although they're very well developed over there. And the guise is to help countries that are impoverished out of poverty. That's what they claim they want to do. However, what they really are doing, what they really are accomplishing, in my opinion, is plunging the entire world into poverty, which accomplishes really the exact opposite of their stated intent, because they're doing all of this in the name of the environment. And what happens to the environment when countries are so poor that they're not able to take care of their environment? You see, everyone gets poorer, things deteriorate, and so forth, so on. So they're getting ready for this new conference anyway. And on the website, IISD.ca, you can see the summary of the UNCED, the United Nations Conference of Sustainable Development, Rio Plus 20 Regional Preparatory Meeting for Asia and the Pacific. The conference took place 19 to 20 October, a few days ago. The Asia and Pacific Regional Preparatory Committee meeting for the UN Conference on Sustainable Development, or Rio Plus 20, convened at the Lotte Hotel in Seoul, the Republic of Korea, from 19 to 20 October 2011. An estimated 300 participants from governments, UN bodies, intergovernmental organizations, major groups, and the media attended this preparatory event for the UN CSD, the United Nations Conference for Sustainable Development, which will take place in June of 2012 in Rio de Janeiro. The meeting included a number of government ministers and other senior officials. It was organized by the UN Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific, ESCAP, in collaboration with the UN Environment Program for the Asian Development Bank. Participants shared their views on the main themes of the UN CSD, a green economy. How's that working for you folks when they've been touting the green economy? They say the green economy in the context of sustainable development and poverty eradication, and the Global Institutional Framework for Sustainable Development, or IFSD. They also reflected on progress to date and gaps in implementation since the 1992 UN Conference on Environment and Development, UNCED. On the green economy, they say many speakers found merit in the idea. However, some did not support it or raise concerns and caveats about the concept, seeking assurances that the idea would not be used as a pretext for protectionism or imposing trade conditionalities. A number of speakers stated that a one-size-fits-all approach to a green economy would not work given countries' unique circumstances. On the IFSD, which is once again the Institutional Framework for Sustainable Development. Participants expressed a range of views. Most speakers agreed on the value of strengthening IFSD and international environmental governance. Keep in mind the word governance. As more organizations are empowered, listeners, organizations, corporations, public-private partnerships, you have a shift away from real government, but you still have control of the people. That's what they mean by governance. Governance is control of the people, but not necessarily government. Anyway, they say many favored strengthening UNEP, the United Nations Environment Program, but there was no consensus on whether this should be achieved under UNEP's current status and structure or should involve elevating UNEP's status to that of UN Environment Organization or the World Environmental Organization. There was also interest in and support for a proposal to establish a Council on Sustainable Development, although this support was not universal. The outcome document did not include specific references to the UNEP, nor did it mention any other specific bodies such as the Economic and Social Council or the proposed Sustainable Development Council. Participants in Seoul also engaged in lengthy discussions on the form and content of the meeting's outcome, with discussions over whether the outcome should take the form of an agreed statement, quote-unquote, or a chair's summary. Ultimately, delegates adopted both a short Seoul outcome as its agreed output of the meeting, and a chair produced and distributed his more detailed summary. Most delegates seemed pleased with the Seoul outcome as an agreed document that could be submitted on behalf of the group, and yada, yada, yada. I'm going to skip down here. They go into a detailed, they call it a brief history of the UN Sustainable Development Conferences. They touch on the Stockholm Conference, the Brundtland Commission, the UN Conference on Environment and Development, many other conferences. And I will, again, defer you to the IISD.ca website where this is posted so that you can read it for yourself. There's just not time to read the whole thing on the air. They have detailed report from the meeting, and they have information on the Seoul outcome. They say the Seoul outcome of the Asia-Pacific Regional Preparatory Committee meeting, or UNCSD, recognizes that the region is one of the most diverse regional groups characterized by high economic growth rates, while also being home to the largest number of the world's poor. The text recognizes the diverse range of states in the region. It reaffirms the principles of the Rio Declaration, Agenda 21, and instruments subsequently adopted for implementing Agenda 21, particularly the Johannesburg Plan of Implementation. It recalls that the main aims of the UNCSD are to secure renewed political commitment for sustainable development, assess progress to date and the remaining gaps in implementation, and address new and emerging challenges. The document states that the outcome of the UNCSD should be based on the real principles and should be action-oriented, forward-looking, consensus-based, and inclusive. They say the Seoul outcome indicates that the green economy should be seen in the context of the overriding objectives of sustainable development and poverty eradication. It adds that the green economy should, inter alia, in other words, among other things, be one of the means to achieve sustainable development, facilitate trade opportunities for all countries, particularly developing countries. There you have the redistribution of wealth once again, listeners, because trade opportunities, we're talking about free trade agreements, of which Obama just signed one again this past week. Actually, he signed three. There are three more going into effect this past week. And this serves to redistribute the wealth from the developed countries, to the developing countries. All of this economic mess that we're in right now is sustainable. it's designed to be this way, in my opinion. And based upon the results and based upon what they said they wanted to do, I think if you look at this objectively, you would agree. Oh, wow, we're already up to break time again. All right, I'm going to finish this up, then we're going to move on to the Occupy Wall Street thing briefly. Lots of other things going on as well, as we have now Louisiana banning cash for certain transactions. Cash is being demonized and moving us toward a cashless economy, listeners. All right, we'll be back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173, or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
All right, welcome back. This is Discovered America. I'm Darren Weeks. I'm going to leave the summary of the UNCSD preparatory meeting on the Asia-Pacific region notes right there, because you can read all of this if you have Internet access, once again, on the website iisd.ca. Lots of other things there. They also have the summary of the UNCSD Arab Regional Preparatory Meeting. These are meetings that nobody in the mainstream media, and I would venture to say, nobody in the alternative media probably are talking about at all. But these things go on all over the world, and they're going on not every day, but often enough, all around the year, all around the calendar. So you can get all these notes and see exactly what these little boogers are doing, what they're plotting. On the IISD website, they have the 10th session of the Conference of the Parties to the UN Convention on Combat Desertification. There's the 10th meeting of the Conference of the Parties to the Basel Convention on the Control of Transboundary Movements of Hazardous Wastes and Their Disposal. UN Conference on Sustainable Development, African Regional Preparatory Process. Either they're getting ready, different regions of the world, listeners, regional governance. Regionalism puts a layer of control over, you know, transboundary layer of control and works on harmonizing laws and regulations in the various countries that encompass the region And that's what we have going on today, both in the United States and across North America and other parts of the world as well. And that's how they get the job done. And that's what we see. That's what Border 2012 is. I just got an email on Border 2012 this past week. Somebody was doing research, and I said, good for you for doing research on the La Paz Agreement, which created the border region along U.S.-Mexican border. We also have some information here on the North American Union, which hopefully we'll get to here if I don't talk us out of time. I wanted to touch upon this Occupy Wall Street thing. We got a lot of things going on. Of course, the draconian measures going on with the banks, the big banks. We're getting reports now. In fact, we have up on the website right now about how Citibank, evidently there were some people that were trying to close the Citibank accounts. Citibank was not allowing them to do so, and they put up a fuss, and Citibank was having them arrested. This is the reports that we're getting here. Website gather.com, people arrested for trying to close Citibank accounts. They say about two dozen people formed a queue outside the Citibank building in order to close their accounts as part of the Occupy Wall Street protest. Instead of allowing them to take their money elsewhere, the genius managers and security people in charge locked them inside and had them arrested. This person, Reno Berkeley, says, it's not clear why the people were arrested, but speculation is that when the bank would not allow the customers to close their accounts, the customers began to protest. When this happened, that's when the genius managers decided to lock them all in and call the police. Nice work, police, protecting your corporate masters. There's a video that we have in this report, by the way, of one very nicely dressed woman standing outside the bank, and one evidently a plainclothes police officer approached her and said, you know, you were one of those people inside the bank. And she says, I'm a customer. And she was showing him paperwork, and she repeatedly said, I'm a customer, I'm a customer. And he finally ended up grabbing her against her will, dragging her inside the building as the crowd shouted in protest. I mean, this is the kind of what I perceive to be insane things going on right now. And so certainly anger at the Federal Reserve, anger at the big banks is certainly justified. And a lot of people are involved in this Occupy Wall Street protest. And I said before on this program, I'm hesitant to paint them with a narrow brush because I think that it's a broad swath of individuals participating. However, my concern is, and has been from the very start, knowing the tactics subversives use and have used throughout time, pressure from above, pressure from below, in other words, getting key operatives in government to push for policies and implement policies that would morph your system of government into something you don't want, that's more in favor of totalitarian control. They utilize that pressure from above, but then they also utilize pressure from below, in other words, a grassroots rebellion to provide for certain demands and make it look like there is a mandate for these controls that are being implemented from above. So this is the type of thing that we have, it looks like to me, developing right now. And we have a number of groups that are endorsing this so-called Occupy Wall Street or Occupy America, Occupy fill in the blank, because it's all over the place now. And I'm on the Communist Party USA website, CPUSA.org. And the headline here is Building the 99% Movement, National CPUSA Teleconference, October 25th. I got a break here. I'm going to cover this briefly, as brief as I can, because there's other Hugo Chavez has expressed, he's a communist in Venezuela. He has expressed solidarity with the Occupy protesters. And there's other people, and then we find out that George Soros is funding, he's a major funder of this rebellion. And George Soros is a big Wall Street guy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
We're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Winks. As we continue on here, I'm conflicted over this whole thing because when I came on the air to talk about this Occupy Wall Street thing, you know, so many times when I cover things on this program, you know, you wonder, where's the outrage? Why aren't the American people waking up? And I'm hesitant because, and the reason why I'm very hesitant about this whole thing is because when you finally see some life in the American people, some actual indignation, which you've been calling for years, you know, you don't want to beat them down. But at the same time, it's completely impossible to ignore this theme that keeps popping up where I perceive socialism to be promoted, communism to be promoted, and you know, some of these people are even saying they want to reelect Obama. Well, Obama's done more to bail out the so-called banks, the so-called bailouts. What it is really an absolute thievery of our labor and our hard-earned work. I mean, they're transferring this to foreign banks, these bailouts. This money has been robbed from the American people. When the European banks fail, my understanding from reading is that the American taxpayer is going to be on the hook in a major way. So the thievery goes forward in a major way, and yes, indignation is very much called for and needed. However, it needs to be channeled in the proper direction. And as I see, whether it's by design or whether it's these communist opportunists stepping up to the plate, take advantage of it, whatever the case, this movement is looks like it's going to be defined in a way which argues in favor of communism. And the Communist Party website, as I said, there's a few pages, probably many pages, on the CPUSA.org, Communist Party USA website, where they talk about conferences they're going to be having to support this Occupy movement. They say this is an exciting time. Thousands of mainly young people have been occupying Wall Street for 3 weeks already, and the Occupy movement has spread to more than 200 other cities. On October 6th, the actions spread to our nation's capital. The Communist Party USA will hold a national teleconference to discuss it. See, they're positioning themselves. They say Southern California Party leader Arturo Cambron will share how the CPUSA and Young Communist League, YCL, are working in Occupy Los Angeles. This movement, also known as the 99% movement, is being hailed across the country. Movements and organizations are reaching out in solidarity. The AFL-CIO is opening union halls and offering other material assistance. Ordinary people are donating food, money, and materials. In many areas, the Occupy movement is linking up with the National American Wants to Work Week of actions October 10th through the 16th. No doubt the Arab Spring demonstrations and those exploded in Wisconsin, Ohio, and elsewhere have inspired it, but underlying it all is the economic crisis, which, folks, has been created probably for this purpose. Anyway, they say the massive, that was my words, not theirs, the massive unemployment and growing realization that nothing is getting better, and in fact we are slipping into a double-dip crisis. Well, I would argue with that, because double-dip implies that it went up in the first place, and I don't believe that it ever did. The crushing student debt, they say, and the feeling of being locked out of society with no future compound this. So that's one thing that they say. They go on, but I'm just touching upon these things in the interest of time. Another page from the CPUSA.org website, Communist Party of the United States, it says, Communist Party heralds Occupy Wall Street movement. They say, we greet the Occupy Wall Street movement as it spreads throughout our country from large cities to small towns, led by youth and joined by people of all ages and backgrounds, giving voice to deep anger at extreme economic inequality. And see, keep in mind, listeners, that's what communism purports to fix, is inequality. That's where a lot of this class warfare arguments, these things have their roots in the Communist Manifesto. All you have to do is read it and see how classes are used. But, you know, the funny thing is that the upper ultra-rich are always left out of that scenario, in my opinion. Anyway, moving along here, we see from Rebel Pundit, Communist Party USA spokesman gets overwhelming applause from Occupy Chicago. This is dated October 16th, last night. During the tent city construction at Occupy Chicago on Michigan Ave, John Bechtel, a spokesperson for the National Board of the Communist Party USA, addressed the angry mob of nearly 3,000. He claimed to bring greetings and support from the party to the Occupy movement. Bechtel received a very warm welcome and overwhelming applause from the, quote, occupiers. He says, and this is a quote, we will be with this movement till we make all the changes that we know we have to make. This movement is part and parcel in the great tradition in this country of people-powered democracy. This is the next big step of the democratic revolution in our country, he says. Democratic revolution. Keep in mind, there were some Army field manuals back years ago which defined democracy as a socialist system of government. Mikhail Gorbachev, I've quoted him many times, saying that we, the Soviet people, we're not backing away from communism. We want more communism and more democracy. Use those words together. So what is a democratic form of government? As defined, I think the American people don't realize what democracy really is. But these communist leaders do. apparently. So we have communist leaders getting overwhelming applause, overwhelming ovations at the Occupy protests in different parts of the country. They're very involved. We also have a video up on the website right now where Occupy Portland protesters are singing F the USA. I don't know anybody really that cares about this country that would say that. I mean, you might be upset with the government, but I certainly wouldn't want to sing such a song. Who are these people? Are they, more than likely, they're revolutionaries who hate America? I mean, how could you come to any other logical conclusion, listeners? All right, I got another one here, but I think I've made the point. My concerns about this Occupy movement appears to be materializing. It is being defined. It is being shaped, or has been shaped, probably from its inception. That's what it's looking like to me. New American. Alex Newman writes, big Soros money linked to Occupy Wall Street. Who is George Soros? He's a billionaire. Very, very instrumental in pushing for the communist Chinese quote-unquote miracle, which really means that our jobs have been outsourced to China. China's been built up on purpose for many years. It's been a bipartisan effort to build up communist China, and it's been going on for a long time. Soros, and we played audio from him on this show in the past, where he says that the dollar is being driven downward. It's an orderly decline is what he called it. And he says that China will be the engine that continue to be the engine that drives the global economy, and the United States will be pulled along. Okay? How does he know this? Because George Soros, apparently an insider. He hobnobs with the very active in the Democratic Party, hobnobs with the elitists. He's one of them. And apparently his money has been linked to Occupy Wall Street, according to Alex Newman of the New American. He says labor unions, communists, community organizers, socialists, and anti-capitalist agitators have all joined together to occupy Wall Street and protest against greed, corporations, and bankers. But despite efforts to portray the movement as leaderless and or grassroots in nature, it is becoming obvious that there is a much, much more going on behind the scenes than meets the eye. Billionaire financier George Soros' fingerprints, for example, have been all over the anti-Wall Street campaign from the very beginning. And this week, the infamous hedge fund boss publicly announced his sympathy for the protesters and their complaints about bailouts, despite the fact that he lobbied for even greater unconstitutional handouts to bankers in 2009. Quote, he says, actually, I can understand their sentiments, frankly. He says, I can sympathize with their grievances. He said that to reporters while announcing a large donation to the United Nations. But Soros' support for the protesters goes far beyond his tepid public statements. In fact, the original call to Occupy Wall Street came from one of his magazines, the magazine Adbusters, an anti-consumerist publication financed by, among other sources, the Soros-funded Tides Foundation. Other Soros-backed outfits promoting big government, some with myriad ties to the Obama administration, are also publicly driving the occupation campaign. MoveOn.org, for instance, has received millions of dollars from the billionaire banker, and now the group is urging its supporters to join the Occupy Wall Street movement as well. Over the last 2 weeks, an amazing wave of protest against Wall Street and the big banks has erupted across the country. MoveOn.org said in a recent email to supporters praising the brave demonstrators. They continue by saying, on Wednesday, Move On members will join labor and community groups in New York City for a huge march down to the protest site, the biggest yet. On top of supplying activists to join the demonstrations, Move On is also staging what it calls a massive virtual march on Wall Street online. The internet-based demonstrations are a collaborative effort with another radical and well-connected outfit tied to Soros called Rebuild the Dream. led by self-described communist and former Obama administration czar Van Jones. The Dream Movement is a partnership between a host of Soros finance progressive groups, big labor, and even Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in America, which receives hundreds of billions of dollars, tax dollars, each year. They're partners, too. MoveOn boasted in its email, quote, together we'll add hundreds of thousands of voices of solidarity from the American Dream Movement for the protests across the country and show just how widespread outrage at the Wall Street banks really is. Anyway, it goes on from there, and I don't want to, I think we've covered this pretty well. One other thing regarding this, there's an organization, ladies and gentlemen, of the UN called the Campaign for a United Nations Parliamentary Assembly. The Campaign for a United Nations Parliamentary Assembly. And a little about this group, you can get to the website at UNTA Campaign. That's all one word, UNTACampaign.org. And it's it says a United Nations Parliamentary Assembly, or UNPA, for the first time would give citizen representatives, not only states, a direct and influential role in global policy. The assembly would not replace existing UN bodies, but would be an additional means to integrate parliamentarians more effectively into the shaping of globalization. Now, do we want a lawmaking body of the UN to represent, quote unquote, represent us? We can't even get our critters in Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, to represent us. We're supposed to believe that the UN is going to do a job of representing us effectively and listen to our rights and our concerns. They say, as a transitional step until direct elections become practical, the UN Parliamentary Association, or Parliamentary Assembly, could consist of delegates from national and possibly regional parliaments, reflecting their political diversity. The UNPA would therefore include members of minority parties whose opinions are often not represented in the United Nations. Unlike current UN ambassadors, the UNPA representatives would not be subject to the authority of national governments. Did you hear that? Let's say that again. Unlike current UN ambassadors, the United Nations Parliamentary Assembly representatives, UNPA, would not be subject to the authority of national governments. These parliamentarians would be free to ask probing questions, raise sensitive issues, and table innovative proposals for consideration by the Security Council, the General Assembly, the Bretton Woods financial institutions, and other UN bodies. The great problems of our time, such as war, disease, poverty, and climate change, cannot be solved by individual nations acting alone, they say. Well, how many of these things are engineered? I would venture to say that all of them are engineered. Wars are created. The pretense for wars are created. Disease? Well, diseases come natural. But many diseases can be used and spread. I can remember very specifically some inoculations that were infected with live bird flu that was being sent to a number of different countries not too long ago, about the time that Bush was trumpeting up another massive outbreak, which never took place, but this is what we were being told. And the World Health Organization was all over that as well. Pandemics. So pandemics and diseases can be created, and in my opinion, are being created. Poverty certainly can be created, and that's one of the reasons why a lot of people are upset right now. And, of course, climate change, which is a natural process, and there's nothing you can do about climate change. And it's not anthropogenic, folks. It's not caused by human beings, even though they continually claim that it is. So they say the great problems of our times, which really aren't problems at all, but they say they cannot be solved by individual nations acting alone. Direct citizen representation could help the world develop a greater understanding of itself as a global community. Doesn't that make you sound all warm and fuzzy, listeners? Who doesn't want to be a part of a community? At the highest levels of the United Nations, a UNPA could function as a world conscience and watchdog and a catalyst for further reforms. Over time, the UN Parliament Association could evolve from a consultative body to a world parliament with genuine rights of information, participation, and control. And I would say that that's what it's all about, people. It's all about control. All right, I'm going to finish this up. And guess what? This has a connection to the Wall Street protest as well, which is why I'm reading it. All right, we'll cover that after the break. Top of the hour, Charlotte Iserbeek should be joining us. Everything goes as planned. Deliberate dumbing down of America. We'll talk about it coming up. Stay with us. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Been talking about this United Nations campaign for a UN parliament. And I want to finish up some of this about the organization, UNPACampaign.org. You can get to it, read about it, study it, understand it. But they say the problems of our time, such as war, disease, poverty, and climate change, cannot be solved by individual nations acting alone. Direct citizen representation could help the world develop a greater understanding of itself as a global community. at the highest levels of the United Nations, a UNPA, United Nations Parliamentary Association, could function as a world conscience and watchdog and a catalyst for further reforms. Over time, the UNPA could evolve from a consultative body to a world parliament with genuine rights of information, participation, and control. A consultative, I can't hardly talk, that word is something that's consulted. A consultative parliamentary assembly at the UN could be established as a subsidiary body by a vote in the General Assembly under Article 22 without changing the UN Charter. The historical record demonstrates, as the Landmines Treaty and the International Criminal Court, that if a few countries urged on by civil society take the lead, significant transformations at the international level is indeed possible. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. There's more all on that website, UNPAcampaign.org, all one word. But they also say, and I want to thank Mike from Maryland for sending this to me. It says, amid international protests, intellectuals and activists issue manifesto for global democracy. See how it all comes together, listeners? Intellectuals like Naomi Klein, they say, Vandana Shiva, Noam Chomsky, and a host of others, as well as mass protest organizers and activists, have issued a manifesto that includes a strong call for a global democracy and, in particular, democratic rule over the international financial system. The manifesto was published in The Guardian on 14 October 2011 on the eve of international demonstrations in over 950 cities and more than 80 countries that were inspired by the Occupy Wall Street protests, the Arab revolutions, and protests for real democracy in Spain. You see how all of this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, they create the conditions. They rape, they pillage, they plunder, they steal, they thieve, they stick you with the bill for their global debauchery on a financial scale of the financial system. And then they turn around and fund and engineer massive protests, which ultimately are to be used and steered in a direction of calling for what they call global democracy, which is really communism. I mean, let's face it. Let's call it what it is. It's communism. Communism under the banner of the United Nations. Or if you want to call it global fascism, whatever you want to call it, whatever ism you want to refer to, the bottom line is it's totalitarian control. And this is how it's all being used, listeners. It all comes back to the United Nations. All right, second hour of Govern America is about to begin. Hopefully, if everything goes as planned, we're going to be visiting with Charlotte Iserbeet, GloberDumbingDown.com and AmericanDeception.com. They're linked up on our website right now at GovernAmerica.com. So stay with us. Hour number two of Govern America is about to begin.
The next round of